This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last 10 minutes or so, following up on his Browns report that the Browns are open to trade calls at 2, he said the Browns are aware multiple teams exploring a potential move up. Team has a very short list of players they'd be comfortable leaving Thursday night with. Would prefer to keep number 33 overall due to day two leverage that pick affords. So that's interesting, the idea that they have a very small list of players that they'd be comfortable leaving tonight with.
Yeah, I mean, is that what kind of range is that for you?
Kind of a bonkers thing, by the way.
Why is that?
Because there's like 20 really good players are going to be selected tonight. Not 32, but at least 20. This is a really good draft.
You know, that is an interesting thing, that as the conversation and we've gotten closer and closer to the draft, the more the draft community has kind of reeled back on the idea that this is an all-time bad draft. You know, like they've come closer to that. They're like, no, it's a good draft. It might be bad in certain spots, but for the most part, it can be a good draft.
Do you know what? Where I probably changed the most in my thinking on this draft was actually the O-line. Okay. Like, if you just need, like, I need a left tackle for the next 10 years, we'll see. hey, I want a definitive center for the next 10 years. All right, we'll see. But guys with versatility that eventually will turn out to just be really good football players. And listen, I actually think Will Campbell is going to end up being a top 10 left tackle.
So I think that's the problem, though, is that the draft was highlighted by him, and we just spent way too much time talking about whether he's got T-Rex arms or not.
But, like, I like Gray Zabel, even if he reminds me too much of Ethan Posick. So, like, I like Gray Zabel. Wyatt Milam of West Virginia, I don't know if he can play left guard because that's where I'd want him to play here. I think he fit. Maybe this is a different way of putting it.
Okay.
I think what changed is I think there is an incredible amount of offensive linemen who fit the wide zone scheme. Connerly out of Oregon. I think Kelvin Banks fits
about
that as well.
Before.
Cameron Williams, who I would not take because he is a project and he could just come to the NFL and suck. He's got a little Cam Irving to him,
yeah.
But that's a guy that fits. From the guard perspective, you've got countless guys. And I think that two of the top three centers in this draft fit what you want to do as well.
I feel like if the Browns don't go quarterback at 33, trade up into the first round with that second pick, more mocks than not have them either taking Hampton and in the running back situation or going offensive line.
Yeah, you know, I like Abdul Carter a lot. I think people have slept on that, which I don't love. I'm team trade down first. But by and large, Hunter, Carter, and a trade down, any one of those three things would make me happy. In a trade down, I love me some Mason Graham. I love me some Will Campbell. I'm just going to say things I love right now. But
yeah.
if the first two picks of this draft for you are Travis Hunter at 2 and Omarion Hampton at 33, I'll be a very, very happy man when we speak on Monday.
Me too. I mean, I just love Hampton. But how about what that signals for where the offense was last year and where they're trying to take it, even without a quarterback?
Well, I mean, I think. Listen, if I mean Andrew Berry really put lipstick on a pig earlier this week when he was like, you know, there are ways to win that aren't having a franchise quarterback. And the truth is, yes, there are ways to win, but not long term. I mean, the only viable way to win long term consistently is by getting a quarterback. But short term, yeah, O'Marrion Hampton could be the thing you need.
You got more juice over there?
I think we got some more shijuice.
Is it an actual reputable site, though? I feel like I'm not seeing something that says Rappaport there. I'm seeing something that might say Rappapoo, but it doesn't say Rappaport.
You're really on the Rappapoo train today.
I liked it a lot. He's fooling everybody.
ML Football.
That's what I was worried about. It didn't look reputable to me. What do we have?
Sharing a video of a 2025 NFL draft day for Shador Sanders from Texas. It looks like he has his own custom-made room built for the draft tonight. Are the walls padded? Like when he falls out of the top 20 and starts panicking and hitting himself and you know crying, is there going to be like a little safe space for him to crawl into?
Or it just morphs into one of those, you know, the rooms that people pay a lot of money where they can just break things.
Yeah,
yeah, one of those type rooms.
They're called hotel rooms.
No, that's if you're like a band in the 70s or the 80s. Yeah, I
or you just need to blow off some steam and have a good fake credit card. You are right there. We lost JP.
Did you hear the lady?
I did.
It was just so coincidental because it was not at your joke at all.
I think that's what you want to think.
It was as if it was the funniest thing ever said.
It was not as apparent as when Mac laughed at his own joke in the break, harder than I've ever heard giggles laugh at anything. It was okay. Give me the fake laugh again.
Oh, I can't.
Can't do it.
My voice right. Today. Not outdoors. Well, I'm coughing too much.
And now I can't even do it because I don't want to lose my voice as well.
Thank you.
There we
go. Thank you.
It was like three of those. It was whatever the laugh version of completion is, that's what it was with Mac.
Yeah. By the way, Albert Breer tweeting out, if the Jaguars go up to 2 here, presume it's for Travis Hunter. Okay, that's fine. If the Browns fall back to 5, they remain in front of the Raiders and Jets to fill their offensive tackle need. Cleveland didn't have a 5 before the deal with Houston, so it could be earmarked to be a give back and a trade.
All right. So we think of Will Campbell. We think in Armon Membo.
You like Membo. We've talked about Campbell a lot.
I think, and by the way, I think Membo and Campbell both fit what you want to do. I need a dude. I like Wyatt Teller and Joel Bitonio are dudes on that offensive line. Jack Conklin, when he's healthy, is a dude.
We also have some breaking NBA news as well, if you want that.
Will Campbell is a dude. Will Campbell is punch you in the face and laugh kind of a dude. That's what I need in my left tackle spot.
Shams reporting that Evan Mobley has won NBA Defensive Player of the Year.
Look at that. We got it, guys.
So all the Draymond posturing didn't end up working out for him.
Can we hit like we are the champions there, Jake? Or are we not allowed to do that because we can't podcast that? Ooh, that felt personal. That wasn't meant to be a fastball. That was meant to be a changeup. It was a legit question. The point is, good for Evan Mobley. I mean, it was worth
$40 million to him.
I was going to say, bad for the Cavs' salary cap situation, but Evan Mobley deserved it. And this is the kind of thing where Draymond didn't deserve it. He played defense for like 15 games this year and then went on ESPN. Lou Dortz is a fine player. I'm trying to think of the other guys. Zubac of L.A., fine.
Like, really, the moment that Jaren Jackson took himself out of the conversation, that's when it should have just gone to Evan Mobley.
You mean the most overrated player in the NBA, Jaren Jackson?
Triple J. When it was him and it was Mobley, once you had the Wemby injury, it was those two, and then Triple J took himself out and should have just always gone to Mobley.
I thought I'd be happier. Maybe it's because I'm so focused on the draft. The second you said it, it did nothing for me emotionally.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for it. I'm, like, not mad about it. I'm, like, good for Evan.
Yeah.
But I thought there'd be more of, like, a Howard Dean, yeah! There was no yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of feel that same way, too. I am happy. I you know what? It does show that you do have to play the game a little bit, though. He had to get out there. He had to speak. He had to have Darius speak, and it ended up working out for him.
He mostly had to have Darius speak.
Mainly, he had to Darius go on his behalf, and yeah, he had to do it.